Lachem Perek Yidal Mishnah Zayin. Bo Leno Ula Gibba. Hutra Abam. After Shiloh was destroyed in the time of Eli, and the Aron Elokim was taken by the Plishtim, Shmuel Navi brought the Oyel Mayed and the Mizbeach to Noah. And it was there for 13 years until it was destroyed in the times of Shaul HaMelech. And after that, Shmuel brought the Oyel Mayed to Gibba. And it was there for 44 years until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash. And all the time that the Mishnah was in Noah and Gibba. Bamos were mutter. And this is learned out from the pasuk that says, Bilo Basam et Asa la Menucha vela Nachal. That Bamos are mutter. Called man, they have not yet reached the Menucha. The Menucha we mentioned in the previous Mishnah is referring to Shiloh. And the pasuk says, Ela Nachla. Nachla is referring to Yerushalayim. And from the fact that the pasuk splits up Menucha and Nachla seems to infer that for the interim period in between the Menucha and the Nachla, after the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed and before Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Mikdash, Bamos would be Mutu. Kache kachem nechalan lefnim minaklon. Kachem kalem b'chol ore Yisrael. Kachem kachem that are brought to the Mishkan and Nov and Givam could be eaten only inside the klam, the curtain that surrounds the chazor or Mayid, and kachem kalem, and so too Mayis or Sheni, can be eaten in all the cities of Yisrael. And that which in the Mishnah Hay it says that kachem kalem, while the Mishkan was in Gilgal, could be eaten b'chol makom. And here it says b'chol ore Yisrael, all the cities of Yisrael. The reason is because while the Mishkan was in Gilgal, Klal Yisrael did not have cities yet. They were still busy capturing Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it says b'chol makom. But by the time the Mishkan was in Nov and Gibeon, they had cities. So therefore the Mishnah tells us that Kachem Kalam and Huadin Ma'aser Sheni could be eaten b'chol ore Yisrael in all the cities of Klal Yisrael. After Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and the Aron HaKodesh was brought to the Beit HaMikdash, Bamos became Asur. For lo haya lahem od heter. There will never be a heter again for Bamos once the Beit HaMikdash is built. It will never again be mutter. The makrav of korban on a bama. Instead, korbanos had to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. And even after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, korbanos will not be brought at all. They cannot be brought on a bama. V'hi ha'isa nachla. Yerushalayim is the nachla that the pasuk is referring to. And the pasuk says, Ki lo basam et asa la menucha, that is referring to Shiloh. Shiloh is called menucha. Ve'el ha'nachla. Nachla is referring to Yerushalayim. The reason why Yerushalayim is referred to as a nachla, because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim, he will never choose any other place. Yerushalayim is forever. The Kedusha will never leave Yerushalayim. And just like a nachla is forever, so too Kedusha Yerushalayim is forever. And about Yerushalayim, David HaMelech said in Tehillim, "Benachalaso lo yazo." Kache kache nechalon lefnim and aklon. Somebody brings a korban in the Beit HaMikdash. If he brings kache kachem chatzos and hashama, they are eaten inside the klon. Klon here is lav dafka. There were no curtains in the Beit HaMikdash. It actually means inside the walls of the Azara. Kachem kalem u'maiser sheni lefnim and achoma. Kachem kalem u'maiser sheni that are brought to Yerushalayim could be eaten inside Chomas Yerushalayim. They could be eaten anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim.